Anne Rose Schön is a journalist based in Port-au-Prince. She describes how people are coping with the disaster.
What they do right now, they put tables and chairs on the streets, and they sit there and they wait. They don't want to go into the houses because they are half damaged and they're scared that they're crumbled down, which is true. When you have an aftershock, then everybody shouts, "Jesus," and "Please help me, God." It is a very eerie situation.
Anne Rose, you've lived in Haiti for 30 years, and you've seen the country face all kinds of challenges and natural disasters. How are people reacting to this particular one?
Well, they'll react exactly the same way I think that anybody would react anywhere in the world. They're just totally numb, and they're just sitting around. But what is also happening, as more we are going towards the end of the day, the more aggressivity you will see. And I noticed it already when I was going back home.
You mean aggression? You mean you're worried about people acting out in violence?
Well, I would say the Haitians are very funny people, I have to say, in one way. I mean, they have so much capacity just to tolerate everything. But you have to understand that they are so tolerant to everything that just one day they're just going to blow up. And I hope that help is coming very soon.
You talk about it as if it's a scary prospect, but what actually do you see now in the streets, and what do you anticipate?
I'm just seeing a lot of people in the street walking around, but they're not yet hungry. They're not yet thirsty. So this is the problem that you're going to have. There is no water. There is no electricity. I mean, it's just basically a total collapse of every infrastructure. And any human being will revolt in the next couple of hours. So I would say tomorrow morning, if there is not a couple of things being brought into Port-au-Prince, distributed in a very good fashion, you're going to have problems.
Anne Rose, what do you think is most needed right now in Port-au-Prince?
I think the first what we need, it would be some kind of an organization and some kind of a very disciplined structure that comes in. I mean, I would say something like martial law that comes in and says, you know, this has to be done, this has to be done, and this and this. And we basically need a good military to take charge. That's what I would say. And that would be any other country would do exactly the same thing. Imagine you have a crowd in front of you of 5,000 to 6,000 people. Everybody wants to have water, and you come with a truck of water. What do you think is going to happen with a truck of water unless you protect this truck?
This is home for you. Yeah, you plan to stay and work and see this through.
Well, this is my home. My two children, they're Haitian and German, so of course I'm staying here and I will stay through. I mean, this is, where should I go else? I mean, this is my home.
Anne Rose Schön, thank you so much for speaking with us.
No problem, anytime.